Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening, promptly at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this point? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July, I'm not sure what the date, we'll get the date, at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center on 160 Schuyler Street. Excuse me, everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. And it looks like the next monthly meeting will be on July 21st. If I'm correct. All right. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echo Link from Cooperstown, New York tonight. Good evening.
All right, Kevin, you get to throw out the first pitch. How is the weather down there?
Hey, not too bad. I'm just traveling back to Oneon. I was over at Turning Stone today to check some stuff out. Right now we have some high clouds, just partly cloudy at this point. Temperature's starting to drop. The last check I had was 63 degrees, so looks like it's going to be a chilly night ahead for us, which is kind of surprising because summer officially begins this Sunday at 12:38 p.m., according to what I'm being told. So we should be finally finished with this cold stuff, but apparently wants to keep lingering on, so that's kind of wild. But I tell you what, I know I did not see that there's any other Echo Links in the queue, but double-check just to make sure someone didn't come in after me. I know there's other stations would like to check in here tonight, so I'll back out. I'll say 7-3, and I will monitor KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and you have a great weekend. And I will pause for 15 seconds to see if there are any other Echo Link stations that would like to join us. Alrighty, hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations with us this evening?
Charlie 2, Foxtrot,
Mike,
Kilo.
Which is
portable tonight. My name is Joe.
Good evening, Joe. Are you mobile or on battery powered?
We are battery powered and portable.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear. That's excellent. And town are you calling from?
We are at a camp in Woodgate.
Okay, you're a little north of us. We have 66 degrees here. What's your temperature like there?
I believe we're starting to drop a little bit in lower 60s already also over here. Still got some high clouds out there. They were saying that we're supposed to get some lower temperatures tonight, so make sure we close the windows up here tonight.
Well, that's great. Keep that campfire going and keep your marshmallows warm. Anything else for us this evening?
Oh, that was it. We did take a run over to Boonville today to take a look at the warfare respects over there. It brought back a lot of memories there. So we did lose some friends out that way. But very interesting that we coincided with that this weekend.
Okay, Joe. Well, enjoy yourself at camp. Camp is always a wonderful thing. And, yes, it's wonderful to be away and see some of the local stuff, too. Great. Well, you have a good time.
Very good. 73. We'll be listening.
What was your call again, Joe?
Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo.
Okay, got it. Great. Well, you enjoy. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from our regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
Already we have George and John. Anybody else? Alrighty, George. Well, how did you pass this beautiful, beautiful day today?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. We got 64 degrees here on the mountainside. We had a low this morning of 55 and a high of 69. So that was about the size of it. It was kind of crappy this morning, and then it cleared up nicely. Finally charged up the solar panel, charged up the batteries here and all, so they're all nice and full now. So with that, I don't have any good jokes I can think of tonight, so I'll leave that one alone for tonight, and we'll say God bless in 73. That's who PSM cleared.
Okay, George, well, I think I got a good one for this evening, so if you stick around, you'll be able to hear it. All right, next up is WA2U, John.
I will say good evening to everyone, WA2U, all those that have checked in here, and George and, I don't know, maybe Kevin's, Kevin's on the road, and what was the other cat's name up there in, I'm trying to think of old forest there. Area, but anyways, we'll say good evening to the multitude of Woodgate, multitude of listeners that we probably have out there. What an absolutely gorgeous day! I went outside and had thoughts of doing some other projects, but the call of the wood pile, the logs. I said this is a perfect day. Put the helmet on and the chaps and fired up the chainsaw and ripped through some more logs. And so I did that for a while this afternoon. And then the saw, I was going through a log and the saw ran out of gas, and so did I. I said, boy, talk about timing. But I moved some of the blocks of wood around and went inside for a while and came back out and refueled it and checked the barrel. And then our neighbors from across the road, they bought the property about 2 days after we bought our property, and that property was unoccupied for about 40 years, so they came over and we chatted for a while, and we've got projects going on tomorrow. Kathy's going somewhere with my sister Karen, and her son Mark and I are going to come over and work on some more projects. You know, there's always projects, and the funny thing, when we lived in Clay, just outside of Syracuse, we went to camp. Oh, quite frequently. Every few weeks we'd make a sojourn up to camp and haul all our stuff in, whether it was in the winter time and with snowshoes, and in the summertime we'd put our coolers on dollies and wheel them back into the woods and build a fire. And I think we've been over there on project work detail, I'll call it, but I think we stay overnight maybe twice since we've been up here. It's so ironic. It's by 1,500 feet away, but there's so much going on with the house here. So, well, I hope everyone has a good weekend. Remember the fathers that are out there, and fathers, grandfathers, I guess this weekend for that. So, I don't think there's probably a ham fest going on, but I have no idea where it is. I think the next one coming up is July 12th. That's in Cicero, New York, the radio amateur, the greater Syracuse. And then there's one in the Utica area, I guess, on the July 25th. So I'll turn it back to Ned, and everyone have a great evening. I like the cooler weather, at least if you have to work out in it. WATU, back to Ned.
Okay, this is KC2YXN. Well, thank you, John. Yep, it's tomorrow's going to be a day to honor our fathers, grandfathers, and all those in between. And my father's gone now, but one of the best things with all of the pieces of advice he gave me was, if you like something and it works, buy two. I always thought that was good, and I practice that, so. All right, KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, and I'm looking for further check-ins. Please call now. All right, are there any comments, queries, late check-ins, notes, news, and answers? Alright, before I close the net, I have a little chuckle for everybody this evening. Here it is. There once was a Martian named Zed, with antenna all over his head. He sent out a lot of dip, dip, dot, dot, but only the hams knew what he sent. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I would like to thank Kevin, Joe, George, and John for checking in with us this evening. Everybody have a great Father's Day and a great weekend, and enjoy. This is KC2YXN Clear.
KA2YXN Cowstail.
Hi, Jack. How are you and Carol doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, I was on the telephone here, and I just got the radio turned on, and I was just sort of just signing off there. So I figured I'd give you one more anyways. And that's about it. Hope you have a good weekend too over there, you and John. And we'll talk to you again. KA2YXN.
Okay, Jack, well, you and Carol have a great evening. Just on a final note, tomorrow, I believe it starts at 9, and Oriskany is the Cooperative Extension Flower and Herb Show, and it's a wonderful event, lots of vendors, really cool. It's on Judd Road, so weather's going to be good, so last-minute plants, and they have a lot of good demos. So. But everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. KC2YXN Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing from this repeater via Echolink. I would like to thank you for use of the repeater and Echolink. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night, 7-3. KD2FPM is now clear.
This is KA2YXN. to the Oneida County. So we got an emergency net. Looking for stations that will check in tonight. Whether we're out of traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come on, please.
Evening, Jack, N5AOW.
N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations? Any other stations for us, then?
This is N2WBX. Good evening, sir.
N2WBX, all Dallas. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to both. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. And happy Father's Day to all the dads listening. KA2ZNZ.